Good morning and welcome to our Midnight Talk. I am Claudia Stöckel, and on Mardi Gras, grotesque things had happened. So today I have invited Hubert Auer,
hello,
the owner of the bakery, two eyewitnesses, Mrs. Spa,
hello,
and her grandchild, Marietta.
Good morning.
We also have a scientist here, Mr. Dilla.
Hello.
So, Hubert Auer, tell us what has happened.
It was early morning on Mardi Gras. There weren't many people in my bakery. Only Marietta and Mrs. Spa. Then a beautiful young woman came in. She had white skin. Her face looked like she had bathed in powder. She ordered two nut rolls. When I wanted to give her them, she disappeared. And the doorbell didn't ring. So she just disappeared into the air. And then I saw it. The natural flooded just in the air. She was transparent. And with one, two, three bites, also the naturals disappeared.
Oh my gosh, this is strange. And you, Mrs. Spa, what have you seen?
Well, it was horrible. My grandchild almost cried. I was so scared. Mom and Dad said the transparent people only have fairy tales.
And what a shame. She hasn't even paid.
Oh, you poor thing.
And you, Mr. Villa, our scientist, you proved the naturals. Is that true?
Yeah. Well, I found a crumb of the nut roll, and it contained some traces of fairy blood. I read in a book that these blood traces makes you transparent. Fairy blood only exists in the Peshwark. So the woman had to drink fairy blood.
So to summarize, Hubert Auer was the owner of the shop where the woman disappeared. Then Mrs. Spa felt like a wind came over and the child almost cried because she was so scared. The scientist was the only one who proved that fairy blood existed. So, thanks for listening. We hear us again in the morning talk.